Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I'm a little winded. I'm going to get my notes out of my car. My notes are on my desk. So...
Got your exercise in for the day.
I really, really did. So, and I was here on time today, and we have the one and only Dan Mann with us tonight from Fairway Mortgage. And
hello.
Fairway. Hello.
Good.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Fairway, main sponsor, Boston Connect, yep. Our radio station here. See? Whew, I got to just take a winder there.
Slow down.
Yeah, I know.
Slow down.
You are our main sponsor for our radio show, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And unfortunately, Cindy is not able to make it with us this evening, but she has a lot going on right now. So
Yeah. Definitely
keeping her in our thoughts and prayers.
Definitely.
And we have Rye, man in the phones.
Well, it's all suited up tonight. Well,
yeah,
tie. Oh, he took it off.
I took the tie off.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you're looking good in yellow.
You can only be choked for so many hours a day.
Right. You can only be choked for so many hours a day. You look handsome
caller.
As ever.
Thank you.
Yep. So
thank
we
you
have
so much.
Rye manning the phone, 781-837-4900. I'm really excited about tonight's topic, and you and I have never been alone.
No.
Just the two of us.
No. Nope.
And I know that you were listening to the show last week, and it was recorded because it was the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was wondering that because I'm hearing it. I'm like, they're talking about a guy I know, Rudolph. I'm like, let's go. And I'm trying to text in the show. I'm like, I got this down.
No, but that was the week before, actually, when we were asking about the Cornelius.
Yeah, UConn Cornelius.
Yeah.
So I was on top of that.
Yeah, we were here that time.
I'm texting it, and I'm trying to text when I was driving, so I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
No,
so I'm gonna stop.
You shouldn't.
And I couldn't get home fast enough.
Ryan, were you here for that one? Because we were talking about the guy with the pick.
No, I wasn't here for that one.
No, but last weekend we weren't, but you asked us. You guys sort of use sexy voices.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
It's one of those shows.
A little midnight magic.
One of those shows.
Yeah.
I don't know what show they don't use that voice.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. But I'm excited about tonight's topic because I think that it's actually, I've never done it before, and it actually makes a lot of sense, and I'm so glad that you had this idea. I know Melissa reached out to you to find out what the topics are, so you want to tell everybody what we're going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we'll just talk about why it's good to be a pre-approved buyer this time of year, because a lot of people are thinking, I'll wait for the spring market and all that good stuff. There's so many reasons to kind of get going now before that happens, so... That's what we'll be talking about tonight, and just the different, loan programs and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and too, maybe we can give some top tips of what not to do this time of year.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
get
buying.
Yeah.
I don't know how quick you want to go into it now.
I don't know. We have Malcolm that's going to be calling.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He's going to be calling in a minute or two, so we won't get into it right now. So, but those are what we are going to talk about
how
tonight.
How do you find the market this time of year?
Right now?
Usually people slow down, but the buyers are usually, to me, they're serious if they're buying right now.
Absolutely. And Mary and I, Mary's my team member, we actually did some radio commercials. We were just in here this week, or actually last week, and we were recording some commercials, and they're going to air tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. And that is what we're talking about, is being a buyer in the winter is really good, and being a seller in the winter is really good. So.
Yep.
I wonder if the traffic is really good right now. We have Malcolm Alter on the line. Malcolm, how's it looking out there?
It's still a tough go along Route 128, Sharon. Good evening to you. This report brought to you by Compassion International. You've got delays from 135 in the Dedham-Westwood area all the way down into Braintree. On Route 95, you're hung up around Mechanic Street, down past 495. Route 3 is slow, getting down past Union Street. Expressway is heavy down past Andrew. Again, at East Milton, northbound from Braintree up through Neponset. After that, you're not doing too badly. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International will bring hope to a child in poverty. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. But Cindy is not able to make it with us here this evening. But we do have the one and only Dan Mann with us from Fairway Mortgage.
They certainly broke that mold.
Yeah. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Isn't that like a song? Maybe we can get that since we can't do the three company thing.
Oh,
or
Ryan will find that.
Ryan will find that. Don't you?
Even if it's not a song, he'll make it up.
He's so good at that stuff, isn't he? So I am, again, I'm excited about tonight. So you were asking me before the break, how do I feel the market is right now? So we've been noticing just today, we were talking before we came to the show. I was at the radio, at the office with Laurie Reaney, who's our office manager, and I was, and Mary Baker, who is my team member. And we all noticed sort of an influx of more listings that came on the market today.
Which is usually surprising for this time of year, because usually people wait till right after Christmas.
Exactly. And I think what it is because we just got over Thanksgiving, so people took a little bit of that break, and now they're coming back on because they want to get it in before the end of the year.
Yep.
So, but one of the things we find is that, and I actually had a client who went under agreement this week, or last week, and they were thinking about waiting until the spring, but ultimately decided not to. And I said, this is a really good time for higher priced homes, because we have a lot of C-level executives moving into the Boston area.
Right.
From medical, education, financial. And you get those people coming in from another state, they have to buy a house.
Right.
And they're fast and furious.
Right.
So they come in and they buy a house, and that's what happened to them last week.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they had no place to go, so
right.
They're building a house. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, anyways, we're going to be talking about what people should be thinking about for their pre-approval letters, right?
Right.
So, what are some of the things you want to talk about?
It's Christmas time. So you come in and you get pre-approved. So, you know, obviously that's usually your first step.
Mm-hmm.
Get your pre-approval so you know what you can kind of qualify for.
Yeah.
So I can do all that. You know, we do all the upfront work, you know, tax returns, W-2s, all that good stuff. Pull credit, though, is one of the big ones. So you have a credit score established, and you have debt ratios, because factored into your debt ratio is your minimum credit card payment.
Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, people end up charging a lot. Maybe they find a house, you know, 2 weeks from now. And what the industry does now is you have your credit pulled right before you're closing your loan again. And they check and see if you've added new debt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what could happen is now you were at, say, a 45 debt ratio, which is usually a key kind of ratio in our business.
Yeah.
Now you're over that, and you can't close a loan.
My goodness.
Yep.
So that's really good advice for people who already have something under agreement, too, then, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you can also, it can lower your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're at a 740. You know, usually that's another one that's good for us. Once you're above that, usually there's no adjustments to your rate.
Yeah.
Well, now you click below that. Or even below the 720, now your rate is going to be changing. And, you know, it's no fault of, say, a loan officer, because he has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So there's so many little things that can go wrong, right? Or, for instance, say you know you need to buy soon. Maybe something like that's happened and you want to be in before the spring market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we get your pre-approval done now, there are so many things that we could kind of fix quickly. You know, there's a lot of times, don't get me wrong, there's some credit that's, you know, they need professional help, but there's little things that we can usually do.
I need professional help, too. A different type of professional help.
Right, I was going to say. So, but I mean, you can get these fixed, so now you can buy still in, you know, end of January, February type of thing before the really all the competition, because you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, it is very competitive.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of buyers out there now, everyone, so there's multiple offers on a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my end, I'm always thinking from the buyer's perspective, there's, you know, there's less people out there right now looking. But I always feel that the buyers out there now are serious. There's not many looky, you know, quote unquote, looky-loos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I think it's great for a seller as well, is that's what I say to my sellers. Don't worry about being on the market right now, because you won't have many interruptions, only because only the serious people are going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one really wants to be out there looking, you know, in the snowstorms and everything else. I had clients a few years ago, and Mary was actually showing them houses, and they were coming up from P-Town, and they were in a storm every single weekend coming up. And that's a long ride from P-Town.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Especially off of the cave, too, going over
know,
the bridge.
Going over
it's
the bridge.
It's a little windy.
And then they were finding houses in Hanover. They didn't even end up staying in the house a couple of years, and they ended up selling it, and they're just down there full-time now. But you know, they didn't want to, but they had to find a place to live, so.
Right, and that's the thing. So this time of year, if someone's really looking, they're really looking, it's going to probably be a serious offer, and they're usually good buyers because they've probably done the due diligence, you know, and got everything done. But again, that's the things you have to watch out for, the Christmas time bringing up a little bit of debt. And then another thing you can think of, maybe someone spends their down payment. You know, they tell you, so
they opt to use cash instead.
Yep. And say you have, you know, I have a lot of, you know, there's a 3% down programs now. So you might have just the minimum down. So you might be, you know, doing, because you have to put your down payment down out of pocket, right? So you can get a gift for, I mean, sorry, you can get a lend a seller concession to help pay for your closing costs. You know, there's a lot of other things, not just your down payment. So they might have scraped together just enough for the down payment.
Yep.
And now they've spent it. And now you don't qualify for a loan at all. So there's so many different things that can kind of affect, you know, if you're buying.
Don't be nervous. I had some visitors come.
Threw me up.
Put your head. You can put your headphones on. Will, come on over and sit down. Put some headphones on. No, you don't want to? I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind.
No.
These are my nephews.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I just wanted them to say, to come. He's here to interview me, but he's not going to interview me on the air. But we're not going to do it with your homework right now, but I figured this would be fun for them.
Yes, definitely.
This is Dan Mann.
So.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
What's up?
And Dan, you will have to give, remember we were talking the other day and I said that I would introduce you to somebody? This is who I wanted to introduce you to.
Nice.
All right. So that's Mark's niece. So you will always take good care of her.
Definitely. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So they want to talk about some refinancing because that isn't all you do. I mean, a lot of times this time of year, people are not thinking about moving, but it might be a very good time of year to start refinancing, right? Because the rates are still really good.
Yep. Historically really low. And what you can do now, one of the benefits of refining, you can basically, you remove one of your mortgage payments.
Mm-hmm.
So say you close in December.
Yeah.
Well, your first mortgage payment isn't going to be until February.
Yep.
So now you kind of put off a payment for a month if you were a little tight on financing from Christmas, if you got a little stretched a little bit thin, now you can kind of, you know, push off a month's worth of mortgage payments, and you'll probably be obviously saving money on the refi.
Yep.
Another thing I always tell people that they don't think of, a lot of people hear adjustable rates and they're scared.
Yeah.
But say, you know, for instance, you know you're leaving your house in 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
You do a 5 or 7 year ARM and your rate is going to be, you know, ARM rates are much lower.
Yeah.
So now you get to save, you know, a few hundred dollars a month for the next 3 years while you're in the house. But if you know you're selling, there's an ARM is fixed for those for certain years.
Maybe you could do that. You could get a fixed rate for the next 5 to 7 years. And then Mark and I can sell our house in 5 to 7 years and you can just buy our house.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Doesn't sound like a good idea?
That's cool.
That sounds cool, yeah. Especially because we're doing the pool over, huh?
Yeah.
Let me just take one quick second of Dan's time because I wanted to introduce one of the most handsome guys I know, other than Dan Mann, is Christopher McNamara. Hello there, Christopher McNamara.
What's up?
Hey, how are you, Mr. Hollywood? So, Dan, did you see the video that Chris was in, and he was interviewed on Channel 4 News because we had my father-in-law come to the...
No, I didn't see that.
Well, you will have to look it up. There are many, many hits of that. Did you see it, Rye?
He's a star now?
Yeah, he's basically famous.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah, basically famous. My football team calls me Hollywood.
Yeah. And I really wanted to get William over here, so if William can come over here just for a second, because I just wanted to say congratulations to you about something major that just happened in your life. So can you put those headphones on? And here, you're going to share with me. Get a little closer. So can you tell me what happened with your football team?
I won the Super Bowl.
Yay! Congratulations. Nice. So tell everybody who you are, though. Like, well, obviously, other than this is Will McNamara, but your team and your coaches and everything. Give a little shout out.
Thanks.
No, what team?
To Pembroke, like Pee-wees, like what level are you?
Pee-wees.
Pee-wees, Pembroke. Town of Pembroke, people.
Titans.
Titans. That's all you have to say? Okay, that's all he has to say. All right, well, that was a lot of fun, people. I know. So the boys just stopped by because they wanted to say hello to me, and he has to interview me, so we figured I'd do that afterwards. But,
nice.
So, Dan, we're talking about, again, if you have any questions for Dan, 781-837-4900. We have Ryan manning the phones. So any questions that you might have about refinancing, getting a new loan, what you should do to, like, what can you start putting together at the end of the year? I know that this time of year, for me, in real estate, a lot of times agents are like, oh, it's, you know, so slow, I think I'm going to do whatever. This is my time to get everything all organized so you can get all your finances together.
Another end-of-the-year thing I think for, and just popped in my head, if you're a self-employed borrower and you're going to be buying, you know, next year.
Yeah.
Well, most people, a lot of times, they try to show as little as possible on their income.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to be buying and you want to qualify for more, you want to show as much as you can on income and not... I don't mean show in general, like take less deductions.
Yeah.
What your actual taxable income is what we use.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people, they don't think of that. But now is a good time of the year because it's a month away.
Yep.
So you can file in January and be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And another little thing, if you're been in the same self-employed business for 5 years, the same company, you only use 1 year tax return.
Oh, really? Huh, that's interesting.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's really huge.
Yep, that's a big one.
Because one of the things, too, is what is your advice for someone like myself? We always file an extension. Is it not sort of a good idea to do that?
Well, then we just use 2016 taxes. You know what I mean? Like your last year's taxes. So say you were trying to qualify for X amount and you didn't have, you know, your income was less.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to use it, the 17 income yet, because you're on extension. It's not that you can do that, but it's just we can't use that income.
And I know that there are a lot of people out there right now that, as self-employed people, they do find it a little more difficult than somebody who's getting the regular paycheck to get financing.
It's yes and no. It's more difficult on our end with qualifying income and whatnot because... You have to figure out what you can use for add backs, like on someone's, when they do their own, when they're self-employed.
Yeah.
Because you have to, you know, like you said, there is no pay stub or salary.
Mm-hmm.
So normally we use a 2 year history.
Yeah.
So if you, but now you can use a 1 year with Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you, the catch is you have to have been in the same business have that company for 5 years.
Okay.
So we just have to show you were incorporated 5 years ago, boom, now we used a 1 year tax return. So now if you wanted to qualify for more, maybe you don't take so many deductions.
Okay. One of the other nice programs that I know that you have, and I've either heard you and Cindy on a show that I was listening in on, or we had talked about it when I was here, is the program that Fairway has where you can upload the documents quite easily, right?
Oh, yeah. So our Fairway Now app, which is, you know, technology is, you know, one of the big things going forward. So we have a Fairway Now app where you can just download it right onto your phone, whether it's Android or Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually take your application right through it.
Yeah.
You can look for homes as a home search app right in it, Home Scout. You can also just take pictures of your docs and they come right into the file.
Mm-hmm.
And another great thing is through the whole process, you can see where your loan is sent to processing.
I think that's great.
It's pretty cool. Like, so the borrower, they you know, they're always kind of in contact with what's going on. The minute they get approved, you know, they get they get an alert. You can do, you know, mortgage calculations.
And the agent does as well, right?
Yep, yep.
The agent
as long as you're
sort of like,
see, Yes, as long as the agent shares the app, because you have access to, you know, the Fairway Now app. So if you share it with your client, now that you're associated, you can see everything in there.
So we just have to share the app.
Yep. So when I share it, though, it's just kind of me because I shared it.
Okay.
You see what I'm
saying? Well, if I refer you a client, wouldn't you say have Sharon refer, like send you the app?
Yes.
Okay. You know I have people who watch that stuff, right?
Yes.
I have people.
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
But it's hard because then a lot of times when the person comes, they haven't yet. So I'll say, let's do this.
You know,
right
I'm terrible with the whole app thing. I have the most apps. I went to the Apple store and they're like, literally, we've never seen anyone with more apps than you. And
you have two phones just for your apps.
Yeah, I know. I got the new iPad too, so I can fit them all on there as well. But that, what I think is great about that though, and this was my question for you, was let's just say I know I'm really not going to be ready. I'm fixing some of my credit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want to keep all my stuff organized. Mm-hmm. Can I just keep on using that app just to keep, you know what, here's my last pay stub? Because you never know when you're going to need it, right?
Yep. You like just upload it right away. You can just take a picture and it goes right into your file. The great thing is it goes right into your file and it's secure.
Yep. That's
so you don't have to worry about like trying to send an email with these stuff. Like a lot of, you know, where we have to send people, we have encrypted emails that we can send them.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll give people the list and say, hey, I'll get you that email, and they'll start sending them non-encrypted. So you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, please, I'm going to send you this. Just send them through this, and they forget sometimes. You know it is. But with the app, it goes directly into the file. There's no middleman. It's just Fairway.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's a nice way for people to continue to stay organized, and they have a place to go. So once their loan has, you know, gone through all the processing and they've closed with their documents, would they still have access to them there? Or like what happens to them at that point? Does Fairway archive them?
Yeah, it's just we're archived in the whole system. You know what I'm saying? Like we archive everything.
Yeah.
Because we have I don't know if you've heard of Citrix. So Citrix is basically...
You might have told me about it, but honestly,
Citrix is a system like everyone has, anyone can have. It's basically, when I log on my computer, I'm not on my computer.
Yeah.
I'm on the corporate computer.
Yeah.
Nothing is on it.
Yeah.
So if I ever lost my computer, I'm all set. So Citrix is where everything is stored in the company.
Okay. Sort of like a cloud.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Perfect. But it's a little bit more secure.
Yep. Awesome. 781-837-4900. That's the number here at WATD. And you are listening live tonight to just the two of us.
Yep. Well...
We have others. Yeah, we have Christopher and Will with us as well in May McNamara. So I had some visitors here with me this evening. And we're talking everything mortgages tonight. And we have Dan Mann again from Fairway Mortgage. Fairway Mortgage is the main sponsor of our show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And unfortunately, Cindy Ford isn't able to be here with us tonight. But maybe she will be back next week or the next couple of weeks anyways. So we're going to try to actually fit in some more shows with you for the remainder of the year, right?
Yeah, that'd be
so
great.
Yeah, we only have four shows for the rest of the year. So
Get everyone ready for the holidays.
Absolutely.
But people are thinking that. The people that want to buy, and they got to know the programs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, like, again, we've talked about several times, people not thinking the 3% down is a good thing.
Yeah.
To me, it's a great thing because you can use your money for other things. Home improvements. A lot of houses you buy need little improvements.
Yep.
Instead of putting down, you know, 15%, you can put down less, do all the work for yourself instead of trying to finance it in with, like, say, a rehab loan or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I know you can't say because everybody is different and every circumstance is different, but let's just say somebody with a 740 rate.
Credit score.
Mm-hmm. What are the rates right about now? Because I haven't even really asked.
See, that's the crazy thing. You can't ever really tell because there's so many different programs. So I have one. If a person is under 80% of the area median income, well, Home Possible through...
Oh, yeah.
Through Mass Housing.
Reminds me of Kim Possible every time you say it.
Yeah, every time. But Home Possible through Mass Housing has an 80 AMI program where they get discounted mortgage insurance if they're only putting down 3%, and their rates are better.
Okay.
So it's that person might be at, you know, a 3.875, where if you're over the limit, now you're at, say, 4, maybe 4.25. You know what I mean? It varies so much in that, like, where you're at. You know, again, credit score, everything perfect, though, you know, you're... 3.875, 4, somewhere in that range, I think, is where they are right about now.
Yeah.
But it's
still very good.
It's incredible that you can do a 3% down with that 80 AMI. And it's funny to tell someone, I hope you don't make too much money. You know?
I know.
And they're just like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, we can't use that program. I just had someone. It was funny. I was calling to refinance.
Yeah.
And now she was just under the limit when we did the loan. Mm-hmm. This program wasn't around then.
Yeah.
Now it's around. So I'm like, whoa, we can refi you into this program. It's great. Is everything the same? And she's like, well, no, it's great. We're making much more money now.
Oh.
And I said, that's not great for us.
It's not going to work here.
Right, right.
But that is something, too, though. I'm glad that we did bring up about the refinancing, though, because if you are in a situation where, I mean, I know May, you know, life gets in the way and you sort of forget and you're just going along with mm-hmm. life and you're paying your bills and doing everything. And, you know, the time they paid, they had a higher rate.
Yep.
You know, so you sort of, everything has to, you know, life takes over and you forget about it. But,
right.
I mean, you could be saving a couple $100 a month.
All the time. And people just forget about it. And it's so easy now, like, with the technology, you can just upload mm-hmm. docs. And refinances are usually a lot less, mm-hmm. you know, work than, yeah. you know, a purchase. But so I always encourage people just even look into it.
Mm-hmm.
See what you can save. And a lot of times we're paying the closing costs.
Yeah.
We're not rolling them in.
Well, that's one of the things I do want to talk to you about, because there are a lot of loan programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say with the bigger banks, but I'm going to say it with the bigger mm-hmm. banks.
Yeah.
And they tend to, you know, push people towards a certain type of loan.
Mm-hmm.
But they never, I feel like the client never knows what those underlying fees are, mm-hmm. like with PMI mm-hmm. and, you know, and all that stuff.
A lot of times they'll say that, oh, your closing costs are covered, but they roll them into your loan. And it's just like
my lawn.
Yeah, rolling around on your lawn while you're doing your mortgage. But so they roll them in, and people don't mm-hmm. know that. That's the thing,
yeah.
And I don't like that. If you tell someone, a lot of people prefer that because
yeah.
you can get a lower rate
mm-hmm.
by paying them and rolling them in, and that's fine. But a lot of people, like, you know, kind of deceptive about it.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller. I don't know, boys, can you see the big screen TV over there, and it tells us who's up next? Can you read the computer screen? Who do we have? We have Steve from Bourne. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. What can we do for you tonight?
On the pre-approval, sounds like a great idea, but mm-hmm. if I did that now, would I lose being pre-approved in the spring? How long does a pre-approval last?
So pre-approvals last as long as kind of everything is status quo, but your credit report actually runs out after 90 days, 120 days. So what's going to happen is, as long as your job stays the same, you know, income is the same, all that good stuff, and your credit score, you know, doesn't drop or anything like that, your pre-approval is going to be good. It's not going to change. And a lot of times we can just update information if things do change. So say you get pre-approved now, we pull credit, and maybe it's, I don't know, 680. Well, what we can do is there's probably a couple of little tricks that you can do to get your score up. So now by the springtime, you're at, say, a 720 or a 740. Now you're getting the best rate available. And now that's going to, you know, say it's even an eighth. That's going to save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan.
Yeah.
Steve, because are you thinking that possibly you would want to wait until, like, the spring to purchase a house? Is that why you were asking?
I'm kind of like a pre-approval guy. I mean, it makes sense to me, but I was just wondering if it expired, kind of. So it sounds like it just stays current, and your credit score could change, and you got to re-pull credit. But that sounds great. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yep. You technically, you know, if the information doesn't change, there might be new loan programs that come available
mm-hmm.
that would kind of help you. You know what I mean? But or some a program might go away that we were going to use, or something. Or like we were just talking about, maybe your income goes up, and now you're a program we were going to use, we might not be able to use. But it's you know, it's fairly good. All you have to do is just call up and say, hey, this changed, you know, and then we can kind of update the file and then say, okay, you're fine. Again, it's just when your credit report's going to expire, we have to re-pull credit, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you, maybe we have you assets at, you know, just for a random number, $50,000 in the bank, but if you would you know, spent $20,000 of it, that's going to change your pre-approval amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one of the things too, Steve, that I think is when we're selling homes and we're working with our buyer clients, we always say, have your pre-approval letter ready. Mm-hmm. And I have a very good example of somebody right now who they thought that, oh, I'm going to start looking for a house, but it's probably going to take a while. And because the inventory is sort of trickling in, but the one came on the market that they fell in love with. So my question to them was, it's actually one of my agents, and I was helping her out with something, is, well, do you have a pre-approval letter? And he's like, well, I was just going to go down to my local bank. Well, that whole process, you could lose out on that house because
right.
there's not a lot coming on the market. So if you have your pre-approval ready, well, great. If the house comes on the market, you're good to go. If you're only thinking right. about refinancing, I think the other good thing is get all your paperwork together, this great app or however you yep. like to file everything. And then Dan could call you one day and say, hey, Steve, I just want to let you know things that just went down to a 3.0.
Exactly. That's one of the mm-hmm. things, too, we always do, because you'll have random days in the market where mm-hmm. it probably happens once or twice a year. Where
I hit it.
Yep.
One
and
time.
It just goes crazy.
Several years ago.
The bond market does really well, and rates drop a ton. We've had 100, you guys wouldn't understand this, but basis points in a day, and we were just like, mm-hmm. oh, my goodness. So rates would drop, 3/8 of a point, and now you can call only so many people and try and get them, hey, do you want to refinance? But you have to copy over the file. You have to get it done, and you have to get it locked before that rate changes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you're already in the system, it's easy to kind of just say, okay, I'm just going to update your info. You already have everything in, and now we can lock your rate.
Sounds good.
Did we answer your question for you, Steve?
I think you did. More than just answered it.
Okay.
Thank you. You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for listening. Happy holidays. So that was Steve from Bourne, and that is a very good question. People don't understand that those things do tend to expire, but yep. I think that this is the important thing that you're trying to educate our listeners on right now, Dan, is that, don't spend too much money this Christmas,
Right. If you're thinking about buying, that's the big thing, because mm-hmm. it can change so much for you. Because basically one of the things that decides your credit score, a lot of people don't know, is how much of your credit limit is exposed. So, for instance, if you have a $1,000 high limit on a card, well, the number they want you to be below is 30% of whatever your high limit is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they came up with that number. They just did. But so once you're over $300, it starts affecting you negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So now say you have $900 on a $1,000 limit. Your score is actually dropping.
Okay.
So people don't understand that mm-hmm. aspect of it. So that's one of the things you always tell people. If you're going to be buying soon, don't charge anything. We actually have emails that go out right after our people,
Yeah.
That explains, don't do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that I'm thinking about, too, is during the holidays, actually all the time, but probably you see it more so right now, is if you, and people are trying to save money any way they can, especially mm-hmm. towards the holidays. I, for one, think it's just got way too commercial.
Yep.
To the point where I'm just going to write you a check this year. Do what you want to do. You know what I mean? It just has nothing. Yeah, look at the boys.
Yes!
Psyched.
it's crazy. You're right. It just before Christmas, before Thanksgiving, they have, Christmas lights up. What happened to Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for Christmas. Let's just relax and wait for it to come.
Yeah, taking the fun out of it. They feel obligated to buy more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But when you go into stores in May, you probably notice this as well, too. But, if you open up our credit card, then we'll give you 25% off today.
Yep.
So then what do people do, though? They shouldn't. You can tell them why. But then the other thing is they spend that 25% and more just to get the discount.
And what they do is they get their credit pulled when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a knock against you every time you have your credit pulled. So if you're – now they have a thing called basically a shopping window. So if you're going out and applying for mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Can I just give the number one more time?
Yep.
781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. I'm here tonight with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Again, Fairway Mortgage is the main sponsor for Boston Connect's radio show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, who is not here tonight. So if you have any questions for Dan, please do call in. And you know what? I think what we'll do, Ryan, too, is I'll let him finish his thought. We'll just play one of mine and Fairway's, and then we can get right back so Dan can finish up too.
So when you have your credit pulled, that's mm-hmm. called a credit inquiry.
Yeah.
So if you have multiple credit inquiries, your score drops.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that. So by that happening, you can do it with mortgages. So if you're, applying for a mortgage, mm-hmm. you have, I think it's the shopping window is, I want to say 13 days. They're mm-hmm. never really clear with us what it is. But if you have your credit pulled, the system is supposed to recognize that you applied it for a mortgage and you're just doing mm-hmm. that. But if you go out, get a credit card, apply for a mortgage, get a car, a car payment to pull, mm-hmm. They pull your score too, your score is going to drop significantly.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that.
So people shouldn't go out and buy their wife a Lexus for Christmas anything like that, or a shiny white Mercedes or something
Not if they're not if they're buying a house, right?
Look, honey, look at the big red bow.
Yep.
Yeah, you're sort of dumb because now we can't buy a house.
That's your living room too.
exactly. Well, that's another thing, though, Dan, because I feel like there's so much competition out there right now. I have to tell you sort of a good sad story. Mark and I went up to Mount Washington Hotel last weekend just for a little getaway. Mm-hmm. You know, for our 25th wedding anniversary, we were going to do something grand, like a couple weeks away in Italy. Well, we went up to Mount Washington for 3 days. So almost.
But I bet you it was fun. I heard that place is awesome.
It is amazing. I took one picture. I said, I'm shutting it off. I'm pretending it's 1902, which was when it was built. Kids playing games mm-hmm. and people just, you know, surrounding themselves. But one of the things I noticed on our way home, we went through North Conway and haven't been up there in years. All the little mom and pop shops are all closed, and it's all this big industry. So all that big, those big companies are like the junk mail we get, but like furniture companies right now. I got one from one of the local ones. You know, don't no payments until February.
Right.
What do you think people who are buying a house are thinking? Oh, this is great. But it's still credit, right?
Yep. As soon as they get that, that's one of the big things we tell people. Now, if your debt ratio is kind of fine, you know, and you have a little room to go on it, you can, you know, kind of do that. You can probably buy your furniture because it's just the minimum payment is going to be factored into your ratio.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not going to be, you know, something that affects your credit score, like if you don't have a ton of credit out there already.
Yeah.
But if you're right near it, That used to be a thing. We used to only pull one credit report.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we'd pull the credit report, and that was good.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day. Before, you know, you could just pull once, and that was your credit report for the next 90 to 120 days.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to. So people, you know, people used to buy their furniture as soon as they got the house, sign their purchase and sales. Oh, we need this, and then we go buy.
I think Trish Flynn did it. I was her buyer's agent back in the day.
Yeah.
And now she's like her own successful real estate agent. And I think that that's what they did because they got like from Jordan's. I think it was like a free 60-inch flat screen TV if they bought all their furniture.
Right.
I mean, they were in a position where they could afford to do it.
Right.
But
you, now, because their credit report is going to check again, so you could do anything and no one knew. Now, you, like I said, they have that. It's what's called a soft pull right before you're within 7 days, I think it has to be, they pull your credit. And if you've added debt, it goes back into underwriting. They have to, you know, rerun the findings, everything. So it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and so many other things are affected by, like, if you don't go forward with your loan, the house you're buying, and those people are buying a house.
So many dominoes.
And so on and so on. All right, Rye, we're going to play those commercials. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for Dan regarding refinancing or what type of loan program you think would be good for you, or any other little things you want to talk about with real estate, buying or selling a home, we'd love to chat with you. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, broker and owner of Boston Connect Real Estate.
People often wonder if wintertime is a good time to buy a home. What do you think, Mary?
Sharon, here's what we found with our past buyer clients. While it's true there is less inventory on the market in the winter months, that also means that there's less competition for our buyers. And sellers tend to be highly motivated. That gives our buyers more negotiating power.
In our team's experience, it really isn't about the seasons at all. Sellers and buyers are always looking for each other, and it's our job to connect them. And that's what we do.
It's easy to connect with Sharon and Mary at bostonconnect.com or call 781-294-4848. That's 781-294-4848.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Well, hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Daniel Mann here from Fairway Mortgage. And we are excited to have us, just the two of us tonight, which is right. sort of fun. We're getting a lot of talking in and a little less laughing, but that's okay.
Our comedy inspiration. Oh, here we go.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Ryan's good.
You and I.
You and I.
Shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, look at him.
He's so
good. I wish we need TV for that right there.
I know. I wish I was just
live
streaming that.
Is there a way to do some kind of like a... Yeah, streaming. Exactly.
Oh, that I wish I was streaming that. Yep. We'll have to get another retake of that. 781-837-4900. That is the number if you want to talk to Ryan, who's in there controlling all the songs for us.
What's your VIP code for your home scout? Do you remember? You always forget.
Yeah, I think it's Sharon 1.
No.
McNamara 1.
Sharon M.
Oh, Sharon M. I think it's McNamara 1, actually. Nope, mm-hmm. Sharon 1. Something.
Sharon M.
What's Cindy's?
In the past, you always said Sharon M.
Sharon M. Okay, yeah, Sharon M.
So that's why if people want to go on, they can download your home scouting app. It's free as long as you use her VIP code. So mm-hmm. you just go in, look for home scouting, mm-hmm. and you just download it onto your phone. Again, it's Apple or Android. Mm-hmm. And just use Sharon, as long as when they ask for the VIP code, you just do Sharon M. And yeah. right there. And it's the best home search app on the market because... It's MLS based. It's not like.
Why don't we do this? For every one of our listeners right now that goes to Home Scouting, right?
Yep.
And they download the app.
Yep.
And then they put in Sharon M.
Yep.
And we'll get, you and I will get something.
Yep, we'll get their email
we
address.
We will send each one of those people, what do you say, a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll buy you a cup of coffee for downloading an app.
What's the limit going to be on that? The first 10,000 people? No.
No. No. There's Ryan. Here goes May.
Yeah,
May.
Yeah,
May
Ryan,
should be
that doesn't
doing
count.
It. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's what we'll do.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, boy.
We'll that's spend the first, what? I don't
it's
know.
It's got to be within the next.
Yeah, the next 20 people. How's that?
Yep.
All right.
Perfect.
The first 20 people.
Yep, first 20 people.
First 20 people.
Uh-oh.
The doorbell already. Well, that gives us a moment just real quick just to tell you a little bit about real estate. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, feel free to connect with me at bostonconnect.com. You can see my profile on bostonconnect.com. And you can also find Cindy Ford on there as well. Cindy isn't with us this evening, but again, she is a full-time realtor. And you will be able to find her profile on bostonconnect.com as well. Open houses this weekend, there will be some, so be sure to check out our website. And if you haven't heard some of our past broadcasts here at WATD, you can go to talkrealestateradio.com or you can go to the Apple Store, whatever it is, right, and get the app and just do Talk Real Estate Radio. All right, we only have 5 minutes left. So were there a couple things that you wanted to talk about? Because I think, why don't we just do the top tips that you gave? If you're thinking about buying a home, whether it's now or spring.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to start your pre-approval. Even if you, again, think it's spring.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is get your application done because unless you're in the perfect position now, mm-hmm. you might think you are. And maybe there's something on your credit that you don't know about. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
And I'll pull credit and there'll be some judgment on there.
Yep.
That was satisfied 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't show up. The court didn't, you know, mm-hmm. they're not reporting it properly or the company's not reporting it properly. Now you got to go get that fixed.
Yep.
Well, you have plenty of time to do it now if you're not buying until the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to affect your credit score. Or there's something that's not even correct on there. For instance, there was, a late payment. That was mm-hmm. never late. Now you can call that company and have them remove that.
Yeah.
And it's much easier to do now than, you know, right when you're trying to buy in the spring. Mm-hmm. And your score is going to be greatly affected because people don't know that late payments really hit you.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things, too, is if you're waiting until the spring and the commercial that we just heard that Mary and I did, too, is right now there are not a lot of buyers out there. For some reason or another, I think that buyers get a little depressed that they feel like they're not seeing all the inventory and they're just not ready to. If I buy this one, am I going to miss something better in the mm-hmm. spring? It's a great opportunity for buyers right now.
I think so. I think it's huge because
be ready.
Yeah, because people that you're going to find the house there is just because it's not in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find a house. There's houses out there right now.
Yeah.
So you can at least be pre-approved and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said that earlier, sir, a person wasn't ready to go and they lost out on a property that was the house that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why you have to be ready. And in this market, now there's fewer buyers right now.
Mm-hmm.
but the buyers that are there are ready to go.
Yep.
So you have to be ready. So that house pops that you want, mm-hmm. you have to be there ready with your pre-approval letter and now in know your program.
Yeah.
Because, and you know how it is, a lot of realtors now are in the habit, they call each loan officer, mm-hmm. say, hey, what have you done on this pre-approval?
Yep.
You know.
And too, I think if you're thinking about selling your house, that's another thought too, like selling to buy another mm-hmm. house. It probably makes a lot of sense. We have serious buyers out there right now, so they're probably going to be willing to pay what you're looking for,
yep.
you know, if you're within the range. But those people are renting. This is a yep. great area for people to have short-term rentals in Scituate mm-hmm. and Marshfield and everything. They can do the winter rentals.
Yep.
Sell, if you sell your house but you haven't found anything, at least you're ready. So that's going to put you yep. in such a great position in the spring because you have nothing to sell.
People love that because mm-hmm. that's a huge, I'm sure, you know, as a more of a listing agent,
yeah.
you see that all the time. Okay, do you have to sell a house to buy it? Nope. Okay, your pre-approval goes to the top.
Yep.
Your offer goes to the top because there's no problems that can really, well, no, mm-hmm. problems like that way if something falling through because like you said earlier, the dominoes that have to fall. It's not just your house that falls through. Mm-hmm. It's the next house and the next house.
And so on.
Yep.
And so on. You know, one thing I wanted to bring up, a few weeks ago, we had a caller and we were talking about the Dorchester market and he had a daughter and I listened back to our CD and I misunderstood. I thought he wanted me to refer him to Maureen in Dorchester, who I know. I'm no longer in that building anymore. But I think he wanted us to call him. We misplaced his phone number. So if he is listening, if he wants to give us a call back, 837-4900, 781-837-4900, I can make sure that Cindy and I get in touch with you.
Even if he calls after hours, Ryan yeah. can get his number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone will get his number
here. Or you can call me at 781-294-4848. Send me a text, and I'll make sure that we can help out your daughter. We'll get her pre-approved with Dan Mann, and then Cindy and I can help find a home if that's what we were looking for, but I was so confused that night. Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, how can people get in touch with you? And I'm going to have you here for hopefully the next couple of weeks,
we'll
too.
Yeah, we'll mm-hmm. chime in. You can just call the Marshfield office of Fairway, or you can call myself, 781-789-7566.
One more time.
781-789-7566.
781-826-8000. We'll get you in touch with Dan Mann. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.